Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When you think about your life and all that you have, do you give thanks to God or do you give yourself credit? Sinfully, we are tempted to give ourselves the credit. In our sinfulness, we fail to give thanks to God for all that we've been given. We're tempted. We're tempted to believe that we have earned everything we have. During our Monday night study of the Lutheran Confessions, specifically in the Large Catechism, we studied the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." Both the Large and the Small Catechism teach us that daily bread is more than just a simple loaf or slice of bread. It means everything having to do with the necessities of life. Sun, rain, soil, the wheat, the growth of that wheat, good government, family, home, clothes, everything we need in this life. All of these things come to us from God. How can we take credit for such things? And yet, there's the devil tempting us to believe that we have these things by our own doing. However, in our epistle reading from James, we hear otherwise. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. We're given everything we have by God, absolutely everything. Unfortunately, the credit we give to ourselves doesn't stop with just those earthly things. We also pat ourselves on the back when it comes to spiritual things, specifically our own salvation. Now, this is a little harder for us to see, but our sinfulness is found there as well. If you believe you've done something in order to be saved, giving yourself credit when the credit actually belongs to God. This is another temptation of the devil. He tries to take God out of the picture, remove him completely. He tempts you into believing that your faith is a work that you do. And not only that, but it's a work that you should when, in fact, your faith is not a work of your own doing. Your faith is a gift from God, a gift which was bestowed upon us through the waters of holy baptism. Not believing in Jesus is a sin. Not believing that our salvation comes from Jesus, that too is a sin. So here we are. We're beaten down by our sins. And the devil loves to kick us when we're down. He loves to cause us even more pain when we're in despair over our sins. The devil loves convincing you that you are much too sinful for God. And so, your conscience is burdened. We really don't like to be called out for the sins that we commit. We don't like to be called out for the wrongs that we do. And yet, if our sinfulness isn't called out for what it is, we are not hearing the true word of God. Quote Jesus from our gospel reading today, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." We must repent of our sins. We must change our sinful ways. And we must remember that the devil does not want us to repent. doesn't want you to look at the sins that you have committed. And he certainly doesn't want you to confess those sins. So we must understand that it will be uncomfortable. The devil will try to convince us that it's not necessary, but it is. We must not forget that the plan of salvation does not stop at repentance. The devil tries to cut us off there. We must remember that the plan of salvation is completed through forgiveness. Repentance and forgiveness are necessary for our salvation. Confessing your sins is an extremely important part of salvation, and so is being forgiven for those sins. Our world, our sinful flesh, and yes, even the devil wants us to stop at the confession part. The devil yells into your ear that you are no good. You don't deserve forgiveness. And so we stop at confession. We stop with our sins. Once someone calls out your sins, there's a sinful tendency inside of us to stop listening. But when we stop listening, we miss out on the most important part of the plan of salvation. We miss out on forgiveness, which is exactly what the devil wants. He does not desire for you to be forgiven. He wants you to wallow in your sins, be despairing of those sins. So he beats you down constantly, pointing out your sins, pointing out the sins of those around you, trying to convince you that this forgiveness is not for you. Again, this is exactly what the devil wants. He wants us to die in our sins. He wants you to be so broken, so depleted, that you give up, that you close your ears, close your heart, because then you will miss the gospel. You will miss what the gospel reading from St. Mark is saying to each and every one of you. You will miss out on what Jesus is all about. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to save you. He came to change you from a condemned sinner to a saved child of God. This all happens through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus has saved us by standing in our place. Remember our epistle reading from James? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. Jesus is God's good and perfect gift from above. Just look at what Jesus has done for us. Today in St. Mark's Gospel, we heard about three important events that happened in Jesus' life. The first event was his baptism. Jesus entered the waters of the Jordan River to be baptized with the same, exact same baptism that we are baptized with. In that water, he joined himself to you, taking on your sins and placing those sins upon himself. At the Jordan River, God the Father proclaims his love for Jesus. He proclaims how he feels about his son. You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. That proclamation is not only placed upon Jesus Christ our Lord, it is placed on us as well. Once you are united to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, that proclamation becomes yours. It's as though God is saying to each and every one of you, you are my beloved son, with you I am well pleased. Does that sound like a God who has come to condemn us to death forever? Does that sound like a God who wants us to wallow in our sins, to despair of the sins that we have committed? No. It's important for us to see that we are being tempted by the devil to deny these things, to walk away from these things, to leave the church altogether, to leave the things that you have been taught behind. Because ultimately that's what the devil wants for you. He wants you to suffer. And so it's important for us not only to see the baptism of Jesus, but to focus on the second event of the gospel reading, which is the temptation of Jesus. We find out that Jesus is tempted. Sounds very odd to us. In the wilderness, Jesus is, it's almost as though he's drug out into this wilderness, and for 40 days he's being tempted by none other than the devil himself. He's hungry, he's thirsty, he's all by himself, and the devil comes at him over and over and over again. And yet what? Jesus overcomes the temptations of the devil. From this, we see when we fail, Jesus succeeds. It's important for us to see his temptation so that we can know that Jesus not only can relate to us, but he is connected to us in every way. He's tempted as we are tempted. But where we fail in that temptation, Jesus succeeds. He overcomes temptation. Jesus didn't fall for the temptations of the devil, and that was all part of God's plan of salvation. Where Adam and Eve failed, Jesus succeeded. Now this leads us to a third important event, which is the proclamation of the gospel of God. That gospel message is proclaimed for our benefit. It is proclaimed so that we can know that salvation has come. And that salvation is found in Jesus Christ our Lord. The gospel proclaims that your sins are truly forgiven on account of Jesus Christ our Lord. This is extremely important for us because it plants our faith inside of us. In these three events, we can see Jesus as that good, that perfect gift from God the Father. He is the one who will take away the despair that we feel because of our sins, and he will replace that despair with joy. He is our hope. He lifts our spirits. He sacrificed himself for our sins on the cross, and he rises resurrection becomes our resurrection. He is our gift from above. We owe him our thanks and praise for the salvation that he has won for us. We dare not pat ourselves on the back when we know the truth. That all the glory belongs to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And so as we move through this season of Lent, we should not feel despair over our sins. He has turned our despair into joy. We should not stop with repentance because Jesus has won the forgiveness of sins that we need, and he gives that to us. Jesus has overcome our sins. He has saved us from sin, death, and the power of the devil, and he has done this as a gift for each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.